Hey, are you ready to create reliable revenue and master every detail of your hosting business? If you want to avoid compromising all those hospitality details that you love, but still approach hosting like the business it is, we created a free class just for you. Set aside 45 minutes. We promise it's worth your time. And go watch our value-packed workshop where we go over how to master every detail of your hosting business with our foolproof hosting business mastery method that will help you avoid hosting burnout. Growing, where simply starting your hosting business isn't always easy, but it can be simple. We'll help you avoid the three big mistakes that are keeping you stuck, tired, and overwhelmed as a short-term rental host so that you have a powerful revenue stream you can actually rely on.
If you're ready to take your hosting to the next level, head on over to thanksforvisiting.me/workshop to watch this on-demand training. Or send us a DM on Instagram with the word workshop. We'll send you the link and most likely a video DM. We love those. Again, that's thanksforvisiting.me/workshop.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every successful short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, this dynamic duo has welcomed more than 2,000 guests from 25 countries, earning them over $500,000 and garnering them over 650 five-star reviews. Now they're ready to share creative ways for your listing to stand out, to serve your guests and be profitable. Each episode will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry, or Annette and Sarah will share stories about their own experiences so you can implement actionable improvements to your own rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Here are your hosts, Annette and Sarah.
Hello, listeners and viewers. Welcome back to another great week. I am Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. We're going to kick off this episode like we do every week and share one of you who is using our hashtag on Instagram. It's hashtag STR, Share Sunday. And if you use this hashtag, we are watching it. We are waiting to share you.
We're prowling it.
We're going to share you here on the podcast, which is also airing on YouTube. And we also share it on our Instagram channel every single Sunday so that your other listeners and followers can also find your short-term rental and love it and share it and learn from you.
Go like everybody.
Who are we sharing this week, Nettie?
Today, we are sharing at Getaway Upstate. Again, it's at Getaway Upstate, and they are in upstate New York, hence the name. And I just really want to highlight their digital real estate today. Not only that they have a direct booking site, but I really want you to go to their website, take a peek really quickly. I want to highlight their blog section. They did a really nice job of the 10 best restaurants, best wine shops, best local grocery stores. They also have hikes and where to have breakfast. And I just love that on their site, they have all of that info. They have contact us, about us. And then they also, not only can you book direct, but they link to Airbnb, they link to Vrbo, they link to their Instagram and their Facebook, and they have a place for you to sign up for the newsletter. Listeners, don't get overwhelmed. Go to getawayupstate.com. Okay. All those things I just listed, just take it month by month. February, I'm going to do a blog post. March, I'm going to link Airbnb. April, Vrbo. May, you know, Instagram, June, just make it one thing on your digital real estate a month. And after you get through the whole year, you'll have a really nice, robust site. Don't get overwhelmed, but they've done an excellent job. So take them as a guide there, getawayupstate.com. Thank you for using the hashtag. You guys are crushing it. We hope we can get away upstate sometime soon.
It's not far.
All right, Sarah, let's get on to our episode. And listeners, get out a pen and paper. If you already didn't have it out to take notes from the STR share, we're going to give you some checklists today. Sarah, what checklists are we going to go over for them?
We often talk about, well, a few episodes, we've talked about the importance of the inspector role. And this role comes in after the cleaning team, before the guest arrival, to we trust, but we always verify the work of someone else. We said it many times, when a cleaning team walks in to after a guest checks out, it is a mountain that they have to bring back to like square one.
Or Sarah has a wonderful, Thelma is her name, and she calls it the place is turned upside down.
Yes, she would put it right side up.
So it needs to be put right side up. And really, that's why the inspector is important, because when your turnover team, cleaning team comes in, the house is... You know, it's turned upside down. You've got to change all the beds. You've got to take out all the trash.
It's a lot to do.
There's a lot of work. And it's kind of like seeing the forest through the trees. Like, you're not worried about fluffing the pillows and where the remote control is. And is the fire extinguisher at, you know, exactly where it needs to be, ready to go? Is the wine key there? There's so many other things that turnover team, you know, they're just focused on, we got to
clean.
This. Yeah,
the they cleaning. Are there to clean. Mm-hmm. And so we often talk about, when we're not on recording a podcast episode, about how much it frustrates us when we have operators who it feels like they put their whole business on the backs of the cleaning team, mm-hmm. right? And then if something gets missed or a guest complains about something, you know, oftentimes these operators are blaming the cleaning team. But truly, if it's your business, it's always your responsibility. And mm-hmm. there should be this layer between the cleaning team and guest arrival to not only check for the fluffed pillows and the remote being exactly where it needs to be, but there are safety things that you need to make sure are in play. There are maintenance items. You want to make sure we're being preventative about these things and not always reactive when a guest tells you something's broken. I mean, if there's these inspection things that you're doing, it will help you have a healthier, happier home that mm-hmm. you can share with your guests. And sometimes, and I'll be honest with you, turnover pros have an issue when they find out that there's an inspectorial coming between them. If your turnover team is a third party, sometimes people have turnovers who, mm-hmm. who are in-house.
Or it's you.
Or it's you.
Or you, there's studies, you can be the cleaner and then the inspector
yes.
and then the owner.
And here's the deal. If that's where you're at, that's fine, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely.
I will say,
understand, put your inspector glasses on after you've
yes,
cleaned.
You've got to take a moment.
Even if it's like 5 minutes, decompress, like you got to like switch the lens of like, okay, now, and that's why when we're going to go through our checklist here, that's
yes.
why it's so important to just have a checklist so you don't even have to think, because it's exhausting to try to do the whole clean and then go through your detailed checklist.
Yes. If you have a cleaner, if that's the first person you hire, which for many smaller operator hosts, that's the first person that they end up hiring, which is so mm-hmm. exciting when that happens.
I think everybody, that's normally their first
yeah.
hire.
Mm-hmm. Make sure you let them know, this is not a situation where I'm here to point fingers or find what you missed and did wrong. I am another layer for you. You mm-hmm. tackle so much when you enter the home. This is just, we're just getting the details dialed in and we're making sure the safety components are there. Mm-hmm. That's how I often approach it with our turnover pro, and that helps them understand what this is about.
Right. It's not a micromanager.
No.
It's not with someone to point fingers. It's just another player on the team.
Absolutely. So there's that. Number two is this checklist that we're going to go through. Even today, sometimes if I have to cover an inspection.
Oh yeah, I get lazy. I don't want, like,
yeah.
do I have to check every freaking.
But yes.
Because smoke detector. And then guess what? When I go to check it, I'm like, oh, yep.
Always, right? Mm-hmm. Or you go to.
Because you almost don't. I'm going to admit. Or, oh, I don't want to open. I have to open every drawer. Really?
And we're going
to
go through why
yeah.
you need to open up every drawer. It may not be what you're thinking. We'll get into that later in the episode. A little teaser. So make these checklists for yourself, for the clean, for the turnover, for maintenance, for all the different aspects of your operations. But today we're going to go over the inspection checklist and what we go through in our business and why we go over them mm-hmm. between every clean and every guest arrival.
Let's do it.
Okay. So we break down our basic inspection checklist from exterior and interior. But know that if you have more than one property, there are oftentimes things that are specific to that property. We've got a property, the waterfall. Mm-hmm. So checking the waterfall, you know, bits and pieces doesn't need to be on my general inspection checklist. That is something special to that property, right? Mm-hmm. So you'll always have something that's special. But today we're going to go over the things that can...
Because maybe it's hot tubs, maybe it's pools,
correct.
Maybe it's a fire pit. Maybe, you know, there's different things.
There's one home where like the sump pump has a special thing. We have to make sure it's doing this you know what I mean? Like there's just, sometimes there's things you got to do. Mm-hmm. All right. So we have exterior and interior. Let's tackle exterior basics. Again, these are basics. We have under exterior, we have yard, walkway, and then we do have grill because most of our properties have a grill. Okay. Mm-hmm. So under yard, things that you're going to checklist, go for, and these are very basic, but check for general litter in the yard. Of course, dispose if found. Stage any exterior furniture that you have on the outside. Then we also have pictures here because we always talk about having a backup for your backup. Let's say one day you can't make it and you need someone to do this for you. Mm-hmm. How nice is it to have this reference point on your checklist? Of when I say stage, what does that mean? These things have to look this way. Right?
And remember, because you're so used to your home, the arrival experience is so important. It sets the stage for the rest of their stay. So if you haven't swept off your driveway or your patio, when you come home every day, you might not mind that there's helicopters or leaves or, you know, something there, but like, it's our guests. They're paying to stay there. Like, that arrival experience really is setting the tone. So these are, don't just like, when Sarah's listing these off, like, oh, you know, no big deal. It's like, no, pay it to, like, again, put on your glasses. This is your first time here. That's what they're walking up to. It's what's important, what they see first. First impressions.
We have a seasonal checklist. So whether it's the summer or it's the winter or the fall, there are things that you have to do in the fall. It's make sure the leaves are, you know, are blown off the chairs and off the picnic tables and all. You don't want to get to your property and there's leaves all over the picnic table, right? Or make sure there's salt either both out or ready to be distributed. Should you be in a snowy area, mm-hmm. right? Those sorts of outdoor things that relate to this guest arrival and it being a safe one. Mm-hmm. So not just one that's like nice to look at, yeah. but also safe. And of course, if you have any plants, we have a whole checklist on the things that you need to do for your plants. You want to make sure if you're going to have them, they should look nice right. and inviting.
So, yeah, they can't be asleep at the wheel there and no. let them die.
Okay. So those are really basic. If you've got a grill, you want to make sure that, of course, it's clean. That goes without saying. But then you also want to make sure that the brush that you do clean the grill with, mm-hmm. it's not, you know, falling apart because you don't want any bits and pieces from that brush to go into your guests' food.
Yeah, nobody wants that in their burger or their hot dog.
Well, you might be looking at some liability things there yeah. if you do have any of those metal bits, bristle pieces in the food that can come off. You also want to check your propane levels. And there is this little O-ring where the propane gets connected to the grill. It's this little rubber gasket looking thing. You want to make sure that's not cracked because that connection point is a safety issue. So we always make sure that looks healthy and it looks good, right?
And you want to make sure they're not moving the grill around close to your house or under decks.
Correct. And then, of course, before you leave for guest arrival, you want to make sure everything is turned off, mm-hmm. right? You don't want to leave it on so they get there's no propane left. Besides everything else that could happen by leaving something on. So that is a basic exterior. Mm-hmm. You also make sure that the lights on the outside work. Mm-hmm. So turn them on because yep. a guest might be arriving late. And this is a great time to make sure these bulbs aren't burnt out. Mm-hmm. If you've got solar, that's of course different.
Good for you, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So that
clean
is exterior.
Out your mailbox. I cannot stand when people have their mailbox and like papers and things yeah. because you're not
like
there every
advertisements.
Day. That's the stuff that like your cleaning team, I'll be honest.
No.
They're like, I'm not getting in somebody's mailbox. That's against the law. But that's the stuff that like you start to notice. I notice it a lot of times when I check in places, like there's a ton of mail because I know the cleaning team is like, I'm not touching.
Or again,
mail,
they're too worried about getting whatever, right. staying out of whatever.
But it's one of those things also. It's like, okay, let's just check the mail and clean the papers up here.
All right. So we're going to go into the interior now. All right. In no particular order. We want, of course, check the smoke alarms. And by check, yes, you can look for a visual, make sure there's that green glow. You do want to test it.
Yep.
Make sure that smoke alarm is interconnected to the rest of the home and they all start talking to each other. So press the button, plug your ears, make sure everything's working. You also make sure this is a great time, and I'm going to take this podcast episode opportunity to say, you should have a cadence already mapped out when the batteries need changed out.
So they'd get ahead of it.
Yes. And that's number one, it's not beeping annoyingly for your guest, right? Mm-hmm. And that's happened to us before too. I'm like, I don't know why.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
But if you be on top of it, that's nice. There's also the smoke detectors that have that 10-year battery, which is really nice. Okay, so you want to check to make sure those are on. Your fire extinguisher, you want to make sure that it is charged. You want to make sure it wasn't used by the guest. I mean, you would think they would tell you, but mm-hmm. it's always good to just make sure that's ready to go. Right? And that goes for the exterior fire extinguisher too. If you've got a grill, you want to make sure you have an fire extinguisher out there and that it's charged. All right. So now we're going to go into kitchen, Annette.
Okay.
Here are the things that we look for. We want to make sure there's a wine opener. That is one of the things to walk away, right? Is the wine key.
Yes. And so this is one of those things too. Get backups for your backups. Have two in the drawer and yes. then have two in your supply closet. So
If I've got them in my car. Yeah, our team has them in their little tote. It's
just have extras.
Scissors.
Have extra scissors too, of course. Those always walk away for some reason.
Yes. And here at my checklist, these are things that in our business, sometimes our cleaning team, these are things they tend to miss. Mm-hmm. And instead of pointing fingers, it's just we're a team member on their team.
And you don't point fingers at the guest either. It's like, this is cost of doing business. The stuff walks away. It's
always fine. Take responsibility for your own business. But you make sure the coffee makers are clean. Right? We personally like to empty the water from the coffee maker and let the guests put their fresh water in there. You want to make sure that your filters are, that they're not, haven't expired on your coffee maker if you have filters. I mean, like in the Keurigs. Yep. And if there's a coffee scale, because if you've got the grounds, you want to make sure the batteries there are good. Right? You just want to make sure everything is ready to be used for the guest. Is there a coffee bee grinder? Is it clean?
Yeah. Don't mess with, and by the way, don't mess with people's coffees. Oh. This is like the number one thing they will get, because I get peed off about it, just putting that out there.
You want to make sure there's plenty of dishwasher pods, dish detergent. We like to make sure it looks full. Mm-hmm. We don't want a half empty situation. It looks full. Again, for us, the guest walks in and they feel like we just opened up. It's day one. Not with our like newness of our communication and that sort of thing, but just in terms of walking in the home and feeling like, wow.
Stocked.
Yeah, stocked. Under the sink, we always leave 2 rolls of paper towels. Please make sure the guest's staying. If the guest is staying longer than that, we might adjust those mm-hmm. levels. You want to make sure you have trash bags, multi-purpose cleaner. You always want to arm your guests with being able to take care of themselves, right? Mm-hmm. If they have a spill or something like that. We have a new sponge and that's there. The microwave is inspected for cleanliness and the microwave oven and microwave clocks are set. Mm-hmm.
That's something that people miss a lot is the clocks go down.
We always shake our salt and pepper shakers, like cover it, make sure that the salt is moving around. Nothing is more disgusting when the salt like...
congeals?
I don't know. It gets blocky. You can put rice in it. That helps. But we always just make sure, number one, it's full. And number two, it's not all sticky to each other. The oven mitts need to be clean, right?
That's what... They get burned a lot.
Yeah. And so at this point, we just get the kind of like, think the product is called like neoprene or whatever. But yeah, you want to make sure that way it's just easy to rinse off.
That is a common thing. They get dirty and they put them away and they're like dirty pot holders. It's gross.
Yes.
That's good.
Okay. All drawers are open and inspected for organization and cleanliness. So we're just talking about the kitchen right now. Mm-hmm. So we make sure all of our spoons, because sometimes guests won't do a great job at cleaning the silverware. And so now you're counting on them to put cleaned. We make sure that it all looks good. You don't mm-hmm. want to pick up a fork and have food on it. Like the guest, you don't want the guest to do that. So we check all that. And we also check the fridge and freezer for cleanliness and make sure that if you've got a filter in your refrigerator for the water, that it's not about to expire, hasn't expired, right? All those things are in working order.
Check. And I will say, just this is experience, like, again, like utensils, if your cleaning team's in there, they're probably not using utensils while they're cleaning. That is something I've had a guest before. Hey, you don't have any knives. We're trying to cook. I'm like, yes, I do. They're like, no, you don't. I'm like, yes, I do. And I go over there and guess what? No, I didn't. Like, because we didn't open the utensil
drawer. Who knows why?
And they were gone. And so maybe it was one at a time and no one told, and then someone took the last knife. But that stuff happened because I wasn't checking.
We always like to turn on every single light. We run the garbage disposal. We turn the microwave on for just a moment. We want to make sure everything is operational as it should be, right? And all the light bulbs work and everything is just operating as it should.
And that sounded like a lot, but honestly, if you have the checklist in front of you, you can like...
Absolutely.
You can go through it quick.
Yeah. Okay. Now we're going to the living room. There are some obvious ones, right? Sofa pillows are staged, cabinets and shelves are inspected and staged. And so like if you've got cabinets in your living room, like open up those drawers, make sure the guest didn't leave something and that it doesn't look chaotic in there. The closet and living rooms are inspected for cleanliness and organization. We like to make sure our hangers are all hanging the same way. Okay, that's staging, right? That's pretty. If you've got games, they've got all the parts and pieces. Mm-hmm. If you don't want to check for parts and pieces and games, then don't provide them, because how obnoxious is that to open up Monopoly and you don't have what you need?
If you don't want to,
then just don't do it. We also make sure that, and if you have, you know, fireplaces, electric fireplaces and all that sort of thing, depending on what kind of fireplace, any sort of thing that you need to check to make sure it's safe and ready for your guests to use and they know how to use it, all that's being set and ready to go. Here's what I love. We have a container, a kit that has AAA, AA, 9-volt, whatever batteries your home needs to operate, have it in this little kit. We have extra light bulbs. Mm-hmm. And don't just put a light bulb. See the light bulbs in your home. Do you need candelabras? Do you need what wattage? Like, make sure it's specific to that home and it's in this kit. So the guest, if they can reach the light bulb, they can just do it themselves.
Help themselves, yeah.
Right. We also make sure the Wi-Fi is working.
Yes, that's what I was just going to say. This is a really important, again, I didn't used to use a checklist and I would do it at the very end and I'd be like, then I've been there for an hour and I could have been troubleshooting or on the phone while, you know, mm-hmm. fixing this issue. The Wi-Fi is something like immediately, because sometimes it's just resetting it. But like if you're down to the wire and you've got to reset it and someone's coming, it makes you so nervous. This is something, just check it, because you'll be so thankful. You're like, okay, that's working. And if it's not, you give yourself some breathing room mm-hmm. to hopefully fix it before the guest arrives.
If you can, with your Wi-Fi provider, often they have an app where you can check it real quick. When, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like you don't necessarily have to like get on your computer and make sure you can get on.
But you should still like, even though, turn on your TV though, because a lot of times like...
Well, get to that part.
Yeah.
If you provide like a Netflix situation or Disney Plus or whatever that is, make sure it's logged in. You don't want to have the guest...
So we were somewhere last week and like we had to do it this week too. Do a factory reset on the TV.
We did.
It wasn't the host's fault. It's just something... happened.
Yeah.
So did that factory reset.
So just turn it on, make sure you can log in. If the last guest like is signed in, we always send them out, sign back in. Cause if you tell the guests you provide this, they should turn the TV on and it should be provided. Mm-hmm. So bathroom soaps are full. We like to have all of our soaps full. We don't like to, if it's half empty, we fill it up. Because again, it's about, we don't want to feel like the space has been used, even though, you know, we share it. Bottles are wiped down. Underneath the bottles are dry. Hand towels are supplies and staged. There's extra toilet paper. Whatever that quantity is, we dial it in. There's this many under the sink. There's this many on the, you know what I mean? Like make sure that's a standard in your business. Mm-hmm. The bath mat, we highly recommend it being tri-folded and off the ground if it can be, or if you have a stand-up shower, like tri-folded or folded and hung on a, mm-hmm. you don't want it to be a slip thing. If the guest wants to put it out wherever they want to put it, great.
Let them do it. Yep.
But provide it for them, but let them put it where they want to put it. Check that all the blow dryers are accounted for. Mm-hmm. We have a little basket of like forgotten things. So we have shaving kits and hair kits and nail kits. And the thing that those things are in can sometimes get dirty. So we take it out, make sure that's wiped out and put everything back in. And it's nice and staged, right? Okay, it's shower curtain. If you have a shower curtain, you want to keep checking that.
It's another thing to have a backup of.
And be preventative.
All of a sudden it'll just get dirty.
Yeah, and be number one, have a backup. Maybe a backup for your backup's backup. And wash it before it needs washed, mm-hmm. right? Because once it, yeah. If it's a glass wall, tile, grout needs attention, make sure you're scheduling a deep clean. Just have your eyes on that grout. You want to get to it before it's a problem. You don't want your guests to bring it to your attention. Make sure the light switches and any of like thermostats or anything that guests need to touch during their previous stay, they're all wiped clean. Supply closets. So if you have supply closets that are housekeeping focused, I like my team, our inspectors, to know that the supply closet is in order. How you do anything is how you do everything. Mm-hmm. Even if the guest doesn't have access to the space, I check it and make sure that we're running a tight ship. Okay. Then let's get to bedrooms. Wait, where'd I go here? And this is, and we teased at this at the beginning, but you want to make sure that you're also checking all the drawers in your bedroom. Mm-hmm. And here's why, my friends. I wouldn't believe this if I told myself this, you know, a couple of years ago, but just this past year, I don't know what it was, three different occasions, a couple months apart, so different properties throughout our portfolio, we found loaded handguns in drawers. Two of them were in drawers, and one was under the pillow that my cleaning team found upon arrival. Tell me why guests are forgetting them. I don't know, but this is why it's important to check every single drawer in the home, every single time. Even if you ask your cleaners to do it, having that extra layer of verification mm-hmm. to make sure they didn't accidentally miss one.
I'm telling you, you will get like...
What if
like,
a kiddo really found that drawer?
Yeah, you're like, okay, do I really have to open all seven of these? Yep, you do.
What
you
if a kiddo opened that drawer?
Exactly, because kids are curious. And then what if a guest just checked it? They're going to be scared and want to check out. And
absolutely.
You don't want to deal with that. So
yeah, so that happened to us three times in 2021. And it was just like, oh my gosh. And if you're asking what we did, we ended up, the first time it happened, this is the first time it happened in my 10 years of managing property. And I didn't know. So I called our local precinct and I asked them, like, they're like, it's not a big deal. If you wanted to, you could bring it down here and we'll take care of it. But we can also, I was like, no, I'm not touching it. I'm not going to ask my inspectors to touch it either. So they called the precinct and they came mm-hmm. and they got it. I mean, within
and I will
30
say
minutes of calling. But
another guest realized it and was like,
two guests realized it.
Yeah.
The third didn't. still to this day, no one's ever reached out to us asking for it.
And I'm hoping most of them have the conceal and carry. But, and this is not just a one-off. Like I have another friend that's a host, and he's had, I think, at least found two handguns this year also. And host, this isn't to scare you. A lot of these people have their conceal and carry.
Yeah.
They're traveling. They're with them. Maybe they're by themselves. Like they, you know,
no,
they have
no
all the
judgment,
right.
But it's the safety
it's
of someone else finding it.
But it is your responsibility once it's in your home and they leave it there.
Yeah. Even if you have like a no firearm policy, I mean, you know, listeners, you know, people are not, they're going to bring their dogs, they're going to bring their guns. Like it's, you know, so anyway, that is something we really wanted to share with you. It kind of actually inspired this whole episode because we want to tell you the importance.
Check your drawers.
Check your drawers. We always check under the beds to make sure they're immaculate. I have not implemented this. So listeners, you can totally steal this idea because it was not my idea originally, but I went to a hotel several years ago and stayed, and something fell under the bed, and I found this little like tent card.
Like a table tent, right.
And it said, we even clean under here. And I thought that was so cute. So you guys should steal that and put that under your beds. But we always check in the beds. I mean, that is something that we are on our turnover
socks.
Team about.
There's always socks.
But it should be cleaned every single time. But that's why I just like, it's so important. Just have the extra layer of checking under the bed. Make sure that all the side lamps turn on. What if a guest gets into bed and like the lamp doesn't turn? How annoying is that? Make sure they're all plugged in. Mm-hmm. If you offer bedside phone chargers, make sure those are ready to go. Right. So we check for that. We talked about closets. We talked about under beds. And then of course there's that whole staging thing. Make sure your beds are staged exactly like you like it and all that kind of good stuff. We also have a checklist of things to do right before you leave the property, okay? So this is like my reminder to myself or to our team. Again, check the freezer and fridge one last time for food because it's kind of gross when you walk in and you see someone's perishable food in the fridge. I don't love that for our properties. Is the vacuum canister emptied? Because it goes back to our mission of making the guests feel like they're the first person to ever walk in. I don't want them to see
the
dirt from the turnover
in
the vacuum canister. So we make sure that's all cleaned out. We always double check the washer and dryer one last time for leftover laundry. If you have one of those front loaders that needs to be left open slightly, make sure you're doing that so that it doesn't get grody. Double check the grill and oven is off. Anything that you want to make sure is off, check
the
that.
Dishwasher, I've left. I get so mad at myself when I left stuff in the
This is your reminder to yourself, Nettie, next time, you know?
It's so frustrating.
All doors, sliding glass doors, garage doors, windows are closed and locked. You better believe if a traveler is traveling by themselves and they don't know where they're at and they come in, they feel like the window's been open, they're going to not feel secure and safe.
Yep.
So you want to make sure you close everything. Is the thermostat where you'd like it to be? When is that next guest arriving? Is it, if it's that day, maybe you heat up the house for them or cool it down for them, right? If it's not for a day or two, right? So just have that dialed in. Is the guest arriving that night? Again, we talk about exterior lights. Make sure they have a safe way to check in. This is also where we triple check the guest smart code lock or whatever your entrance thing is. Even if you checked it before, you got check it again. Okay. And is the welcome book in good condition? Is it clean? Have you flipped through all the pages? When's the last time you did that?
Legit. That happened to me earlier this year. I went to someone's house and they're like, the welcome book was just like in one of the drawers, completely like ripped apart.
There's like ramen noodles stuck to it. You know what I mean? Because like a guest has it out and they're like looking at it and they're eating their dinner over it. So just make sure it's clean. And then if there's any other quirks, if you've got passes to whatever, like make sure that's all where it needs to be. So that's a really basic checklist. Then again, you can make this special to your, you need to make it special to your property. But even if you are the turnover and the inspector and all the things, make yourself these checklists so that you don't
forget. You will it sounds so mundane and like, okay, yeah, we get it. We get it, ladies. We get it. But seriously, there has never been a time that I've went to a property that I did not double check and or you know just like inspect something that needed to be fixed, even when it's like even myself, like I just, it's one of those things you just have to double check it. And like I said, take that breathing room, even if it's 5 minutes, and then go back through everything. She's like, oh shoot, I forgot that.
We also have a situation where we have these special inspections that are just safety and we do them every quarter. You know, are the rug corners coming up? I mean, what else is something that could potentially be a hazard to the guest? We have inspections that include making sure the HVAC filter has been changed, right? There's a whole other layer there.
Filters.
And, okay, so this one property, it's an older home, and two or three times it happened where, like, you know those old doorknobs that have, like, the flat screw? Well, after you open and close them, they get loose, and sometimes they can come out, and the guest could be locked in. So now part of that inspection for that home is to make sure the screws are tightened.
Someone's probably got locked in the bedroom.
You don't want that to happen. Right. And then have a way for them in the bedroom or bathroom too to be able to get themselves out.
There was one thing we didn't have on that list, but it doesn't really apply just because of the properties that we know. But please, your like beds, however your beds are assembled, you need to be double checking your bed frames, especially if you have
your chairs, your tables. Chairs, is everything, if someone's going to sit in a chair, are they going to fall?
Loose. Yeah.
You don't want to screw loose.
The screw loose.
In your head or on your furniture.
But again, we really just want to emphasize that whether it's you or someone that you hire or however, there needs to be, there's cleaning and then there's inspection. There's two, those are two separate things that have to happen before them.
And I find the cleaners feeling a sense of pride when the inspector says, oh my gosh, the house was great. Like, mm-hmm. you know, whatever. Like, it's just like this nice, like, how'd I do?
Right.
You know, did I miss anything? Or we have our cleaning team. They know what the inspectors are looking for. And so when they're clean, if they can think about how can I make the inspector's job easier? I mean, it's just this really nice harmonious thing when you get it all dialed in.
Well, and what's nice too, is if there is something that really like is last minute, when your cleaning team knows the inspector's coming, they can call them and say, hey, like the last guest took all the sugar. Like there was plenty last time. For some reason, it's all gone. Can you stop and get some? Like it's this really nice thing too, where the pressure's off of like, I don't know what happened, but all the washcloths are gone. Mm-hmm. Can you pick some up for me? Can you make this happen? That's what's really nice too, when your cleaning team knows someone else is coming. So they know that they can continue doing what they need to do. And someone's got their back to help them if there is something that's like, oh snap, I need you to shovel. I need you to go to Target, whatever needs to happen there.
Yeah. Is there something we missed on our inspection checklist that you would add?
Know.
DM us on Instagram. We are at @thanksforvisiting_. We want to know. We'll add it to our checklist.
Yeah.
And with that, anything else, Nettie?
I think that's all for this week.
All right. We have some great episodes coming up the next coming weeks. We've got a lot of great guests coming. So be sure to stay tuned. We'll be back next week. But right now, I am Sarah Kerr-Kayan.
I'm Annette Grant. And together we are
Thanks for visiting. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for this episode at thanksforvisiting.me. If you're looking to take your listing to the next level and show your guests how much you care, be sure to check out our line of thoughtful hosting products, from hosting checklists to custom mugs to toilet paper stickers. We've got you covered. And if you love our show, remember, sharing is caring. Please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Thanks for visiting.
Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.